Unit 1, page 2, connect to the topic. Part B, tune in.
Hey listeners, welcome. I'm Andy Davis, and this is Vision 360. Today our topic is communication, and in particular, slang. An underperforming school in Chicago recently announced plans to ban slang in school. This in an effort to improve students' chances of getting jobs and gaining admission to university. And it's provoked a strong reaction, with many people saying the plan is unreasonable and unenforceable. On the line in our Chicago studio is Dr. Anna Teasdale, an expert on language change and slang in particular. Dr. Teasdale, it is unreasonable and unenforceable, isn't it?
I think it is, yes. Both unreasonable and unenforceable. While I can understand why a school might want to increase student opportunity, that's good, of course, but to do it by banning slang seems to me misguided. Language changes, fact. And slang is a part of language and always will be, particularly among young people. So to try and restrict its natural evolution is, frankly, ridiculous.
So why, in your opinion, has this school targeted slang?
The fact is, Andy, it's not just a target in this school. Slang generally gets pretty bad press.
Bad press?
Yes. Use of slang is seen by many people as being decadent, as signaling a poor education, bad behavior. Basically, it's regarded as inappropriate, especially in educational and professional environments. But as I say, that's nonsense. We all use it regularly. It's a wonderful, creative, and expressive part of language, so why stifle it?
But isn't the school correct in saying that slang can undermine students' educational and work opportunities?
I'm glad you've raised that point. Research suggests that actually young people, and especially students, don't use slang as indiscriminately as we might think. They're very good at knowing when and when not to use slang, when it is and isn't appropriate. So this school's actually worrying about a problem research indicates doesn't really exist.
Dr. Teasdale, thank you for your time today.